Good evening. I'm Bruce Robinson, talking once again with Norman Solomon, who is attending the Democratic Convention in Denver. He is an Obama delegate and has been following some of the issues in the North Bay as they are played out on this national stage. And Norman, I understand that you found in Ted Kennedy's remarks last night a lot of resonance for the North Bay.
It was really striking to me because the convention, of course, is a huge tableau of energy, sound, tradition. Then here's one of the towering figures of politics in the United States of the last decades, Ted Kennedy. And when he spoke, of course, there was a lot of emotion about him dealing with his brain tumor and all of that might portend. But the real core of it politically had to do with health care and his emphasis that health care, as he put it, is not a privilege, it's a right. And I thought about what's going on in North Bay and particularly the very recent events where unanimously the Board of Supervisors in Sonoma County has made these cuts in health care benefits for retirees who had worked for the county and some current employees, with the argument that there's a $15 million annual deficit, and so the claim has been made anyway that the cuts were necessary. And that really will impinge on people's capacity to get health care. Exactly the sort of thing that Ted Kennedy was talking about last night when he said that people shouldn't have to go without health care because they don't have the money to pay for it. And I think that the timing is quite notable because there's been a tremendous amount of talk about health care problems in the country. Ted Kennedy was calling for enhanced Medicare for everyone back in 1971. And so it's back on the agenda, and Ted Kennedy really gave it voice.
One of the other things that I know you've been involved with there has been the caucusing of the progressive Democrats, for whom this is also an important issue, but one of several.
Yes, I saw at least half a dozen people who had taken a train from the Bay Area who live in Sonoma County and are part of Progressive Democrats Sonoma County, and they were participating in many panels. One on Monday involved Representative John Conyers and myself. And in a discussion of health care, war issues, and other concerns about national priorities, again, there was a very strong resonance because we think of these as national issues. War in Iraq and Afghanistan, health care policy coming out of Capitol Hill in the White House, and yet it was very personal for a lot of people, whether from North Bay or elsewhere, that these policies really have to do with people's daily lives.
Does the California budget stalemate warrant any attention in Denver, or are people totally focused elsewhere?
Well, it did come up at a breakfast of California delegates when we heard from the state controller, Chung, who spoke very eloquently, I thought, about his refusal to cut people's paychecks. Of course, Governor Schwarzenegger in recent weeks has said, gee, we have to cut back on what people who are state employees will be receiving in terms of paychecks, and there was a large amount of applause and evident support for Comptroller Chung in his stance, which he reiterated here in Denver, that he simply is not going to go along with slashing people's paychecks because of a budget crisis that, of course, he would attribute to the irresponsibility of the governor, and I happen to agree with that assessment.
Now, let's look ahead a little bit. Tonight, of course, Hillary Clinton takes the stage. She's the headliner, if you will. What are you expecting to come from her appearance, not just what she says, but what kind of ripple effect do you expect it will have?
I think it will have a ripple in terms of how intensely she calls for support of Barack Obama, and inevitably people will try to read into that how much she will actively be supporting Obama in the fall and how much she will galvanize former supporters of herself for president to really go all out. I know from talking to other delegates from North Bay that at least in our area of Marin and Sonoma counties, it's pretty clear that the Clinton delegates are very emphatic about the need to support Obama between now and the November election, very strongly. But in talking with some delegates from elsewhere in the country, I do have to say that it runs the gamut, and there are some hurt feelings, and frankly, I believe that what is sometimes attributed to the Obama campaign in terms of sexism would be more properly aimed as a criticism at the national news media, because it is people like Chris Matthews on MSNBC and others who relied on sexism or stereotypes to really at times denigrate the campaign of Hillary Clinton. And I'm afraid that there's been a displacement of anger to some extent against the Obama campaign, where really it is the media establishment nationally that should have come in for more direct criticism.
Well, 24 hours from now, we can see what the ripple is looking like after the fact, and we'll talk again then. Norman Solomon, thanks very much for being with us again this evening.
Thank you.